There has been some news out of New Orleans today. Trey Schaap telling me that Arkansas's game time, so the first few games have been announced, and I'm still looking for that information, so I'll find it here in a moment and share it with you. Here we go.
Oh, it's on the call screen board.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah,
oh,
thanks to Tyler, our intern.
Oh, Mr. Helpful. All right, here we go. Arkansas versus the University of Louisiana, as they prefer to be known now. We'll kick off at 3 o'clock on Fox Sportsnet. That is a definite surprise from a kickoff standpoint. That is a game most everyone expected to be at 6 o'clock. That is typically the case with Arkansas openers. But a 3 o'clock kick for Arkansas's opener against the University of Louisiana. And we talked again to Mark Hudspeth yesterday, the head coach there. And if you want to hear that interview, you can go to our audio gallery and our Buzz Hub on 1037thebuzz.com. Arkansas Samford will kick off at 6 o'clock. It's a pay-per-view game. That is a home game, of course. And Arkansas Southern Miss, 11:21 on the SEC Network. So an early start for Arkansas and Southern Miss, which is a little rare this time of year, I guess, or early in the season. So a couple of interesting kickoff times there for Arkansas. And as they expand their opportunities from a television standpoint, it's no surprise that you're going to get some odd kickoff times. So there you go. Now, I'm trying to think of the schedule here, too. I don't have it in front of me. The Samford game is the Little Rock game, right? Isn't that right? I guess Tyler would have that in front of him. But is that right? Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay. So there you go. So Arkansas and Samford, it's a pay-per-view game, but for most of us, we'll be at the game anyway. That's September 7th, and there's a lot going on that whole weekend. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to it. And then the Southern Miss game back in Fayetteville on September 14th. The other Little Rock game, of course, Mississippi State, which is November 23rd. We are joined now by Lauren Kaysen of the New Orleans Convention and Visitors Bureau. Lauren, appreciate you coming over here and joining us. And I guess this is your first time probably in the offices for the Sun Belt since I've only been in here a couple of weeks. So
it is really nice. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Appreciate you coming on. Well, I'm a big fan of New Orleans. And as I always say to people, if it wasn't for all the LSU fans running around town, this would almost be perfect. But it is to be expected with Baton Rouge just down the road. But
absolutely.
You're a Lafayette native.
I am.
Okay.
An LSU alum.
Oh,
sorry.
An LSU alum. Okay, good. Well, we won't hold that against you. And certainly they've had a lot of success, and we've got a lot of LSU fans back home, so we take heat from them all the time. But, there have been some good games, at least between Arkansas and LSU over the years. So.
Absolutely.
But I am a big proponent of New Orleans, so I like to let people know what's going on down here, and we were looking for another angle to let folks in on while we were here. So I wanted to bring you on to talk a little bit about some of the things going on. And I was looking through the calendar of events, and there is – virtually every single weekend something going on. I mean, it could be anything, maybe something a little bit off the wall like this last weekend with a running of the bulls type themed event going on through the weekend, and maybe something a little more, you know, kind of down the middle of the road like a food festival or something like that. But talk to me about some of the things that are going on coming up.
Absolutely. There's always something going on that ranges every aspect. You know, this coming weekend is Tales of the Cocktail. So all of the most talented mixologists from around the country will be here. So it's a 5-day festival that is just quintessential New Orleans. It started here and has grown and attracts hundreds of thousands of people every year, which is great. August, you know, summer is a great time to visit New Orleans, especially for families. There's always great value in hotel deals and restaurant. We have a restaurant month promotion the whole month of August. It's called Culinary, and it's our ninth annual year. There's over 50 restaurants participating, and throughout the month, they're offering two or three course lunch menus for less than $20 and three course dinner menus for under $35. So great value. You can usually find a good hotel deal and great restaurants to experience it well that won't break your wallet.
I can definitely back up the hotel part. It is remarkable, as we were talking before we came on the air, how inexpensive it is to stay down here in New Orleans in the summertime versus trying to come down in the fall or winter when I'm sure you guys have a lot of conventions and things that are going on then. But it is, I mean, we're talking double, triple, you know, maybe in some cases four times the rates during the fall and winter months.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then there's great values for families too. You know, like Audubon Institute has a pass that you can buy that will get you access to the zoo, insectarium, and aquarium. So, you know, you can, with one stop, and use the streetcar and get around with your family. City Park has great new attractions out there. They just opened a city putt, a new putt-putt course, and there's great parks. And so, you know, not just restaurants and hotels and nightlife, but great things for family as well if you want to take one more trip before the kids go back to school.
Yeah, well, I haven't had a chance to take in the zoo. My family went to the aquarium yesterday, and They were all thumbs up, so they were very excited. Then we went to the IMAX last night and watched the film about Hurricane Katrina. And it's a very unique perspective, and there's, you know, talk of culture and music and obviously the devastation. But it was really a beautiful film. And I don't know if folks have – I don't know if it has aired back in Little Rock or not, but it's about a 45-minute film and really a fascinating perspective on it, I thought.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and it's great to see, you know, the overwhelming feedback from tourists. It's just – how there's a great energy in New Orleans. And so to see kind of how far we've come since then, you know, in all aspects is really great.
Yeah, well, we were talking about that earlier, too, from a sports standpoint. We were talking with somebody from the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, and it is, with all the things that go on here, it is amazing how resilient the city has been, and the people, of course, in the city make it that way. But it's I just, you know, I think, you know, folks – I haven't really met anybody who doesn't like coming down here. I mean, obviously, no matter what you're into, whether it's, you know, hanging out late or if it's, you know, just taking in all the great opportunities to eat and see things and kind of soak up the culture. I mean, everybody enjoys it in their own way.
Absolutely. And there's always an event, like you mentioned, you know, great festivals. And that includes, you know, the next couple of months, we have Sachemo Fest the first weekend of August, the 2nd through the 4th, which is, you know, the premier American jazz festival honoring Louis Armstrong. So great music that weekend. We have an arts festival, White Linen Night, August 3rd. It's a free New Orleans-style block party in the Warehouse District. You know, something a little different. We have a red dress run August 10th. So everyone puts on a red dress and enters a race to support local New Orleans charities, and always a great time. And then Labor Day weekend is always Southern Decadence, so a fun, exciting weekend for the GLBT community here in New Orleans.
What about around Christmas, Thanksgiving, some of the traditional holidays? Obviously, New Year's is always a big one here, but
yeah, absolutely. You know, December is also a time you'll usually find value here in New Orleans in the hotels, and we have the traditional Réveillon dinners that are steeped in our culture and history here. So, you know, great hotel deals and restaurant deals as well. New Year's, we've been voted one of the best places to experience New Year's the past few years. Yeah, and then, of course, you know, you guys know that Thanksgiving is Bayou Classic here in New Orleans. Yeah. So it's always an interesting, exciting weekend.
As we mentioned earlier, too, the NBA All-Star Game's coming here in February. So
it is.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be an interesting week. There'll be lots of crazy fans and lots of big stars. And I'm sure the NBA guys will be out roaming around. So it could be an interesting week for folks who are fans of the game and getting used to the new nickname of the local NBA team still. So,
absolutely. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You know,
big fan of the Pelicans. Love the Pelican name. So everybody seems to be totally on board with it. There's been no flack on that one at all, so that's been good. But and hoping for a good season for the Saints, too. I'm sure you're a Saints fan, having grown up in Louisiana.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, throughout fall and then into the spring, football and basketball, we'll all be watching and tuning in. And, you know, hopefully everyone will be coming down to see the Saints and the Pelicans.
Yeah, well, that'll be good. Well, we've had a pretty good summer, too, from a weather standpoint. So I know a lot of people will be afraid to come this far south because of the heat, but it's been really fantastic this week. So
yeah, I think, you know, pretty much anywhere you go in the summer there's heat, you know.
That's
so
it.
but it's, you know, a great way to experience New Orleans and all that we have to offer.
So. Everywhere else has heat, but not everywhere else has oysters and some of the other things you have to offer. So it's definitely worth the trip. And you stay in a hotel with a nice pool, you're all set. So
absolutely.
I saw a funny t-shirt. I'll say this before we let you go, is I was telling the guys on the morning show yesterday, this guy had a t-shirt. I was stopped in a convenience store yesterday and it said, there are only three cities in America, San Francisco, New York, and New Orleans, and everything else is Cleveland. But that was pretty funny. I guess you've seen that one. But,
I have, and I don't know if our friends in Ohio quite agree. But.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't. Well, and again, those of us in Arkansas feel a little left out on that too, but we think we've got some nice things to offer as well. But New Orleans is an easy getaway, and it seems like every year it gets a little bit easier. I don't know if I'm driving faster or the roads are becoming less congested. There's always a construction segment or two along the way, but, you know, I can do it in 7 hours or less typically every time through. So it's a good getaway for the, and even if you're just gonna do an extended weekend like we've done this time. So anyway, well, I appreciate you making some time, and again, there's always something fun to do down here. It's funny because I've had people go, I want to get down there on a Tuesday in May. I'm like, yeah, there'll be something going on.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter when you go, there's always something happening
every night of the week. There's live music and great restaurants, so absolutely.
Speaking of that, one last thing, a friend of mine had told me that Pascal's Manali had closed. Is that true?
No.
Okay, I don't know where he got that.
No.
Okay. He was missing
great. One of the best barbecue shops.
That's what I was
saying.
It's one of the, like a legendary spot. So he had heard that they weren't open. So I don't know what the deal was. I don't know where he got that.
No. Okay. They're there.
Okay, good. Well, he told me to ask while you're on. So there you go. All right, we're covered. Thank you so much for coming by. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
You bet.